Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's in the news these days? Well, there's two ways to look at it, what's in it and what's not in it. What's not in it is anything that indicts the Democrats for who they are and what they are. So don't expect to see anything about Hillary Clinton and the fact that she weaponized Barack Obama's Department of Justice against Donald Trump. And we know this for a fact. There's been no recompense, no nothing. Hunter Biden, he should be indicted. Why are we not pressing this issue? Is very simple. He's not a Trump. Inflation through the roof. Gas prices still soaring. Joe Biden has put us in a precarious position of depleting the strategic petroleum reserves. He's got us on the brink of war. You want to know what you get when you cheated elections, folks? You get a brain-dead moron placed into office, and you replace a guy who had America on a track that we hadn't seen since Ronald Reagan. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Putin nukes war in Ukraine. Refugees, millions of refugees. And they want to send more of your money to this boondoggle. Ukraine has Biden over a pickle, I believe, with Hunter Biden. And that's why, I'm going to say that's the likely reason why, the United States government is going to authorize another $50 billion to go to this war. Whose war is it? Consider what happened. Joe Biden says to Putin, you know, if you do a limited incursion into Ukraine, we might not do anything about it. So Putin takes the bait, goes in, gets back whatever he's getting. We don't know what's happening. We aren't going to get the real scoop. Because even if our media were there, we wouldn't be getting the real scoop. We're probably getting better information now than we would be getting if CNN were planted. Because there'd be some angle. But here's the thing. Putin goes in. We've sent billions. Now we're sending billions more. For what? What's the end? What are we trying to achieve here? We're going to bring Ukraine into NATO. And what's that going to do? What do they have to offer? They're borrowing money from us. They're borrowing munitions from us. Getting it on credit, getting it for free. What could they possibly bring to the party? You know, think about it. You have a party, and your buddy goes, well, man, I don't have any money to bring anything. I tell you what, I'll give you $20. Go get something. What did he bring to the party? Nothing. You paid for it. So we're going to bring in some broke country into NATO, and that's supposed to make us all feel good because billions of dollars go there? You know what? I think we have enough domestic issues to be spending our money on. I'm just saying. Have you looked at the Centers Against Government Waste, look at where your money goes. And you know what's funny? It'll be $5 million for this, $23 million for this, $16 million for that. It's gotten to the point where we don't even look at $1 million as a big deal. It's like saying it costs us $16. It's $16 million. It's $16. That's the way the government looks at it. They may even look at it as $1.60. It's nothing. I'll talk about why we started this thing called Americans for Real Change, arcinaction.com. Why? All this wasted energy that goes into election cycles. The midterms in Arizona alone, we spent probably $100 million. That's a conservative figure. So figure in every state, almost every state, the Republicans, where there was a seat up for grabs, they spent tens, if not over $100 million. That went into the ether. I can tell you in Arizona, Katie Hobbs was their choice. She didn't spend any money. Carrie Lake had to spend money. Karen Taylor Robeson ran against her. Paula Tuliani, Matt Salmon, they all spent millions. Carrie Lake was the winner. Katie Hobbs didn't spend anything. We had four or five people run for Senate in Arizona. Two of the candidates spent at least $15 million. Just for Senate, there were five. I know there were at least four, and there may have been one other. Whatever the number is, One guy came out on top, Blake Masters, the rest of that money into the ether. I watch these campaigns. I know how people, you know, where the money's going. It's just gone. So I went to these candidates and I said, look, the losing candidates, and said, listen, are you going to let this go? Are you done? Kevin, I don't think I'm going to run again. Okay, great. But that's not what I ask you. Are you done? Are you done politically? Do you still want to have a voice? Yeah, I think I do. Okay, so let's have your database, let's have your donors, and let's have your top people, the people that were ready to go to Guyana and drink Kool-Aid with you, and let's keep your momentum going. And if you do that for enough candidates in a state, you know what you get, folks? You get a plurality of voters, active people, not looky-loos, voters. And you get all these candidates, top people, they've all lost, and now they have a common cause. They got to make sure that, number one, our representatives, the ones who are going to move forward, are going to help us and do what they do. We can hold them to their feet to the fire. So, and then the second thing they can do is unite to get those people in the office, because we certainly don't want the Mark Kellys and the Katie Hobbs in the office, do we? Right. So once we do that, then we mobilize, we keep those folks engaged, not during what they call the off-election year, meaning, oh, there's nothing to do. Let me ask you, do you think the Democrats are doing nothing in an off-election year? There is no such thing. The off-election year is to remind people of all the crap that Joe Biden did. How much money did that sucker cost you in your 401k? Or in the growth you were experiencing with Trump? Did he cost you your job? Did he cost you money and inflation? Add it up. Start getting involved. Keep people engaged, not only politically, but with pop culture. See, we should be doing movie screenings, we should be doing concerts, we should be doing plays, we should be doing everything that the left does in our own ecosystem. I want you to imagine 20 places around the country, 20 states, and in each of those states, you could have two or three venues in major cities where you can put 2,000 to 5,000 conservatives in there for anything. They're ready to go. They want to support you. You think conservatives still want to buy Netflix? They want to go to Starbucks? They like Hollywood? You think they want to hear George Clooney's next statement? No. We have our own ecosystem and we're ready to go. And you want to know why? Because we finally got to the point where we see what these leftists are about. Joe Biden supposed to be the great uniter, right? He's not supposed to be a warmonger like Donald Trump, but instead he executes Trump's plans, kills 13 Marines in Afghanistan, and now he's got us at the brink of war with Russia. I'll explain more about that when we get back, and we got a lot to unpack, so stay tuned.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Breaking news from the Washington Post. They're reporting that federal agents in Biden say they have gathered, quote, sufficient evidence to charge him with tax and gun purchase crimes.
Where's that story gone? Breaking news. Hunter Biden may have not put all of his money, told about all the money that he made. Oh, and he probably bought a gun illegally. Can you imagine if this were the Trump kids? I know, Kevin, it's old, man. You always say that. Yeah, but we got to remind you. If this were the Trump kids, this story would be huge. Donald Trump, you know what they're still talking?
Donald Trump, what did he pay in his taxes? Donald Trump, the Attorney General of New York, is investigating Trump for this. Trump University is blah, blah, blah. They've always got something.
And, I mean, we're talking years after. You can explain any of the things that Trump has done, any of them. They're reasonable explanations. But, no, when there's political, then they got to blow it up. But look at this. You've got absolute evidence of what these guys are doing. And as I said, look at the countries we're currently engaged with. We're engaged in Ukraine and Russia and China. Ask yourself, where did Hunter do most of his groundbreaking work on behalf of the Biden family? in all three of those countries, and all three of those countries are benefiting in some way. The Russians now control the price of wheat and fertilizer and all kinds of stuff. I don't know what China's got planned, but they, trust me, they're not sitting on their laurels, and Ukraine is getting free money. You want to talk about Joe Biden threatening to hold that $1 billion that they actually impeached Trump for what Joe Biden said he was going to do when he was vice president, and now he's giving them over $100 billion. Look, again, I'm no investigative reporter here, but I do know the old saying, follow the money. And somebody said it best. Maybe it was, I forget who it was, but, oh, you know what? It was a Congress. They were interviewing the congressman. In fact, we have that clip. Let's play that clip because Merrick Garland is getting grilled on Hunter Biden, and this is classic.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Attorney General, I'd like to direct your attention to the easel behind me. The first painting is a Claude Monet.
I'm sorry, I can't read any of the words.
You don't need to. Okay. You just need to look at this great painting right
here. It's a very beautiful painting.
It is beautiful, and it is listed at Christie's for $700,000. Now, Claude Monet was the founder of the Impressionist movement, something I didn't know until I researched it. The second painting is a Degas, another world-renowned artist, and this painting sold for $500,000. The third painting, you may recognize this name, is a Hunter Biden.
I don't recognize the painting.
The Hunter Biden painting sold for $500,000 also. Now, you may think that such an exclusive, that when Hunter Biden is in such exclusive company, that he would have a background, artistic training, for example. But you would be wrong if you thought that. And you might think that he had some sort of apprenticeship with a world-renowned artist. But you would be wrong again if you thought that. Or perhaps that he has been selling his works for years. And again, unfortunately, you would be wrong. It turns out that in 2019, Hunter Biden couldn't find a gallery to list his art. And what happened in 2020 that changed all that? His dad became president of the United States. Now, a single piece of art from Hunter Biden sells for more than the average American home. This art arrangement is so suspicious that the Obama administration ethics czar, Walter Schaub, tweeted on July 10th of this year, Hunter Biden should cancel this art sale because he knows the prices are based on his dad's job. Shame on POTUS if he doesn't ask Hunter to stop. By the way, Mr. Attorney General, this is the same Hunter Biden who's being investigated by your department and the IRS for tax fraud. Selling fakes or having a fake skill set is nothing new to Hunter Biden. When his dad was vice president, Hunter Biden received $50,000 a month from a Ukrainian oligarch to sit on a board of an energy company. What was Hunter Biden's background in energy? Nada, nothing, zilch. Soon after he received his dad, soon after he and his dad got off Air Force Two in China, Hunter Biden became a private equity guru and assisted with a Chinese private equity firm linked to the Chinese Central Bank. You might ask what his background was with Pacific Rim Investments or the Chinese Central Bank. Nothing. With his dubious track record, inquiring minds might question why any art gallery would want to sell Hunter Biden's art. Well, this particular art gallery had its COVID relief loan more than doubled by the Biden administration. In a survey of more than 100 art galleries in New York's 10th Congressional District, this particular art gallery received by far the largest SBA disaster loan. And as an aside, Mr. Attorney General, the member who represents the 10th Congressional District is none other than Chairman Nadler. Mr. Attorney General, who buys Hunter Biden's art? Who benefits? What benefits do they receive from the Biden administration? The American people want to know. I've sent a letter to the Department of Justice before your tenure asking them to appoint a special counsel to investigate Hunter Biden. I have today sent a letter to you, and I am asking you now, will you appoint a special counsel to investigate Hunter Biden?
I'm not, for the same reason that I'm not able to respond to questions about investigations of the former president or of anyone else, I'm not able to discuss any investigations pending or otherwise with respect to any citizen of the United States.
Mr. Attorney General, I worked for the Department of Justice for 15 years. You are allowed to tell us whether you will appoint a special counsel. You may not tell us whether you are investigating or not investigating a particular matter, but you are allowed to tell us whether you will appoint a special counsel, and that's my question.
Well, apparently I just received the letter today from you, and we'll be taking it under advisement, but I wasn't aware that you had sent me a letter.
Okay, I appreciate it. Mr. Chairman, I yield back, but I would like to first place into the record two articles, one from Vox, why Obama's former ethics czar is highly critical of Hunter Biden's lucrative art sales, and the second from the New York Post, Art Galley repping Hunter Biden received 500,000 federal COVID loan records show.
Without objection.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I don't know who that person was that was grilling Merrick Garland, but kudos to him. A Monea Christie sells for $700,000. A Degas sells for $500,000. A Hunter Biden sold for $500,000. No background in art. No apprenticeship with the masters. Nope. Just the Biden name. Democrats talk of white privilege. There it is. Hillary Clinton, there it is. I mean, are you kidding? It's funny that they bring this stuff up. They put it over on the conservative. Oh, this is white privilege, white privilege. And they blatantly practice it. I jokingly say to to leftist family members and, you know, black folks I meet, what crackhead do you know that could do what Hunter Biden's been able to do? No experience, no nothing. And then his daddy denies he knows anything about it.
Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Inflation is continuing to take its toll on Americans, with consumer confidence seeing a dip this month. The Conference Board's consumer index fell 5 points in October after rising for two straight months. The board's Lynn Franco citing inflation worries with food and gas prices driving concerns. Following the rejection of her appeal on a 9-year prison sentence for drug possession, WNBA star and 2-time Olympic gold medalist Brittany Griner will remain behind bars in Russia. Attorney Maria Blago-Valona, who is part of Griner's legal team in Russia, explains Griner is disappointed with Tuesday's outcome.
Because she had some hopes, and these hopes vanished today.
The hit British TV show Doctor Who is coming to Disney Plus. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We're going to jump around a little bit on some topics just to make the show a little interesting to me, and I hope it's interesting to you. But let me tell you, lots going on. There's a reason why you listen to this program. There's a reason why it's growing. There's a reason why the projects that we are working are starting to take hold and people are taking notice of the work that we're doing, is because it gets results and it's reminding people that this is a crazy world and we've allowed it. Don't rest on your laurels for one second. Not on the vote, not on how they plan on cheating. I'm telling you right now, if you, the only optimism the Democrats can have in any election anywhere in this country is their ability to cheat. You better hope that James O'Keefe, who, by the way, was in town recently, here I didn't get a chance to see him, but we're bringing James back for an event for this thing we're calling ARC, ARCinAction.com. Anyway, James is here, but if James has people deployed to talk about the different things going on, and I know he broke a story on Kyrsten Sinema, so let's see what, you know, maybe you've had a chance to look at that. We've also learned Mark Kelly, it maybe sold some stock, you know, insider trading, and guess what kind of stock it was involving the Chinese? See, because these guys have all been in bed with the Chinese. They're in collusion. And let me tell you what it is with a Democrat. If a Democrat is in collusion on something, I can guarantee you it will not benefit you, the taxpayer. Now, there are a handful of people around them. Let's call them, let's say, elites who will make money in everything that these people do. And then those people are tasked with making sure that everybody else keeps their mouths shut. Fear of lawsuits, fear of being ostracized and kicked out of the cool kids club, whatever it may be, that's what happens. Glad you're here. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I want to play Project Veritas is speaking with a guy named Bao, B-A-U-G-H, who works for, I believe, Eric Adams in New York, and they're talking about, I believe, illegal immigration or something, but let's check it out.
The Republicans were like, here are 11,000 people we don't want to deal with.
I think what Abbott was doing has, like, proven effective. Like, it's flooded our system. And frankly, I don't know how much Biden is going to appreciate having a mayor be like, hey, you owe Blue Cities money because of this migrant crisis. Eventually, it's going to make Biden look bad, which we're a month out from the midterm. It's a very perilous situation for him. And I don't know that Eric Adams is, like, capable enough to navigate it. And ultimately, it's, like, us struggling to comply with our own laws, like our right to shelter laws.
The city has a right to shelter law. No one in the city is supposed to sleep on the street. People do, but they do it by choice. And, like,
amend our right to shelter laws?
I mean, we could. We're choosing not to.
Oh, it's like...
Like, we could repeal it.
There was talk about, like, us just limiting the number of migrants we would accept. And I'm glad that we didn't do it that way.
And if the mayor did that, everyone would resign. They'd be like, all right, I'm out. Like, this guy. I have colleagues in government who are going to resign if the mayor put a cap on immigrants. If he was like, after 20,000, like, we're not taking care of them, they were going to resign over it.
How many will we accept?
All of them. Like, we don't like it, but we'll take as many as they can send in.
I think the optics of this are bad for Biden, and they're bad for the mayor. And I think Biden saying, like, all right, I'm just going to give away money to New York City because, like, they can't take care of these migrants is going to just be bad politics for him.
The city is broke, which makes me very nervous as someone who is paid by the city. We're anticipating, like, a $10 billion budget deficit by 2026 right now. There was free money from the government for the last 2 years because of COVID.
Yeah.
All of that's gone.
Can you just raise the taxes?
The mayor doesn't want to. I mean, that is an option. Or we could, like, reduce services and just not give people enough stuff. I don't know. Fix anything. Department for the Aging Immigrants. Like, we're housing immigrants right now from Texas. It would be very easy to be like, nope, not anymore.
There's a lot to unpack in that undercover video from Project Veritas. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. So there's a guy who works for the New York government, probably directly for Eric Adams. And he opens up and he tells a lot of truths. He says this immigration thing that has been done is going to make Biden look bad. And he's right. It has made Biden look bad. And rightfully so. See, it wasn't enough that Biden letting people pour into the border post-Trump, where Trump had closed the spigot on the border. It wasn't enough that those optics weren't bad enough. No, it took Texas and Florida sending migrants to other states to say, okay, we'll make it everybody else's problem. But this guy goes on to say, I don't know if Adams can navigate it. Now, you could take that as, look, I don't know him well enough. I'm not sure he's capable. He may very well prove to be. Or you could take it the way I believe Adams will take it, which is this Negro don't even know what he's doing. He don't even know how to do, you know, blah, blah, blah. So there's that, which I love because that means that there's infighting with the Democrats. Next, the right to shelter law. That applies to everybody. New York State says we will take you in if you come to our state and you're destitute, whatever, we will take you in. It's a right to shelter law. But they said it wasn't written to handle the asylum seekers. It was only written to handle a handful of people that might come periodically and need a place to stay. You know, the traveling kid, he's, you know, 20 years old and he finds himself broke in New York and it's expensive, a lot more than he thought, blah, blah, blah. So I need a right to shelter. It might be too cold outside or something like that. Maybe it's cold outside. I really don't blame. But they don't want the asylum seekers. But they go, well, we could repeal the law, but you don't want to do that because we do want people to seek asylum. How many do you want? Well, it wasn't made for asylum seekers. We don't really want them, but we quit if they stopped it. Well, you know what I say to that? Quit. Quit. She goes, well, how many do you want to accept? Well, I mean, we'll accept them all. Because we won't like it, but we'll accept them all. Well, where does it go when you accept them all and you don't like it and suddenly they turn on you, which is what's happened in some jurisdictions. They bring these people in, these migrants. They give them food and shelter and water. And you know what they do? They come home going, what are you cooking for dinner tonight? And you tell them, they go, well, you know what? Can you go back to the grocery store and get me a couple of big tomahawk ribeyes? No, can't. There's a story right now circulating. I think it's in Poland. And I can tell you, I've heard it not just from the press. I heard it from a woman who lived there. She said, we graciously took in these Ukrainians. We put them in our homes. We understood the humanitarian effort needed. She said, then suddenly things shifted. Government mandated that we keep them in our homes. That's number one. And number two, these people became so dogmatically, you know, like beholden, like you now got to take care of me. And I know you have to do it because the government said it. She said, this is what these people are now telling residents. You must take care of me. Your government said you can't kick them out of your house. Nothing. It is the worst possible situation you can imagine. You're a homeowner. The government says, listen, can you take whoever needs help? And then the government goes, oh, you took them in? Well, did you read the fine print? If you keep them longer than a week, now they're your responsibility or something like that. Can you imagine? Well, that's what's happened. And people are now concerned. And why did these people do this? Think about Poland. Poland didn't create this humanitarian crisis that has millions of Ukrainians on the run. You know who did it? Joe Biden. Oh, but let's go back to this guy. So this guy says the city is broke. They're anticipating a $10 billion shortfall by 2026. So they already know. And he's concerned. Why? Because selfishly, he goes, I get paid by the city. But here's what he also said. It was very interesting. He says they're going to be out of this free COVID money. Where'd this money go? Do you think this money went to the thousands of people who died in nursing homes killed by Cuomo? Nope. You think it went to the hundreds, if not thousands, of businesses that was scuttled during the COVID nonsense? Nope. Free COVID money for the city to operate. And he goes, they can't even operate on that. By the way, I don't know what the number is, but I will bet you money. I bet you it's billions. Billions. You know, Bloomberg is worth, I want to say now, $41 billion. He could pay off the debt that New York's going to have, that deficit. $10 billion. See, if he's worth $41 billion, he's not going to miss $10 billion. This is insanity. So, I'm glad Project Veritas exists because we wouldn't hear these stories. We wouldn't be able to know what these people are up to.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline.
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
When I hear people talk about inflation, I say, you change that subject. Inflation is a global phenomenon.
Yeah.
The EU, the European Union, the UK, the British have a higher inflation rate than we do here. It's not, the fight is not about inflation. It's about the cost of living.
Don't talk about inflation. That's essentially the mandate coming from on high, from Nancy Pelosi herself, Speaker of the House temporarily, till we root her out yet again. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Why do we get up every day and do this and get in the fight and talk about these political stuff? We have so much to do, folks. Life is so rich. Well, you know why you don't, why you're not living life the normal way? Is because everything you do, politics has its tentacles in it. Everything you do. The politics, you know what's so sad? When I say everything, I mean everything. I'm not talking 99%. All of it. from the moment you get up and you crank that car, you know, you start thinking about emissions testing. You think about, is my sticker up to date? So you get on the road, and you know what else you got to deal with? You got to deal with the high price of gasoline. How did that occur? Donald Trump was getting a wrangle on it. He was going to get it under $2. If he had another term, gasoline would have been at $1.50. You know, we don't even think about that. We think about where it is. We go, oh, it was between $2.38 and $2.41. I've seen two different numbers. And now it's well into the $3, $3.80, $4. It's been as high as $5. Californians and other places have paid more than that, paying $7 a gallon. And does that make you retool your life? You better believe it does. And look, I'm going to go out on a limb and say the majority of us are either low middle class to, you know, low upper class that listen to the program. I bet you money that you were, you know, you're counting pennies right now. You're going, you know, I can't just go do the things I used to do. I got to, you know, I planned. Am I going to, when I come back from here, I'll stop and pick up the dry clean. There are times where I would go, I'll go get it tomorrow morning. Nope, it'll cost me half a gallon of gas. I'm not going to pay $3 for that. And then when I'm thinking of that, I'm okay, I can do that. I hit the grocery store. I hit the Again. And by the way, we're talking about domestic issues. There's a whole host of other things that are going on that are worse. We're at the on the brink of war. 4,700 troops are being deployed into Europe, Eastern Europe, in order to deter Russia from taking an even more aggressive tone. That should tell you everything you need to know about how well Russia's doing in the war. I don't get any reports, I told you. Do you? You're not getting any reports. I don't think any of us are we? Here's what they wrote about this. U.S. military forces have deployed one of the nation's most elite groups of airborne division soldiers to Europe for the first time since World War II, vowing to fight alongside Ukrainian troops in Russia. So we're now effectively sending a word out to the community, to the world community, that we are entering the war against a country that is not a member of NATO, and we have no interest whatsoever in having since the Cold War. Can you imagine if Trump were doing this? So we played clips the other day of AOC and people heckling her at her own events and her dancing, you know, and all this. But people are legit going, what? Why are you putting us in another war? CBS News reported that the U.S. Army's 101st Airborne Division, a group trained to deploy anywhere in the world and fight within hours, deployed approximately 4,700 soldiers from Fort Campbell, Kentucky, to Romania, where soldiers stand ready to reinforce NATO's eastern flank on a moment's notice. So this is to protect NATO's eastern flank. We're ready to defend every inch of NATO's soil, the division's deputy commander, Brigadier General John Lubas, told the outlet, adding their presence is necessary because of the group's unique infantry force capabilities. So they're uniquely qualified for the job. We bring that mobility to our aircraft and our air assaults, Lubas said. Okay, whatever. So now we got to tout the military. You know, this very gay military that Joe Biden has created, the military that has not a single general who's seen war. Not one. Unbelievable. A military decimated, made into a gay, an LGBTQ WTF military that we're supposed to feel confident is going to get it done. Oh, see, let me just remind you, we were, Joe Biden, we were going to take troops out of Afghanistan. Joe Biden had to send troops back into Afghanistan after Trump had them out. He gets 13 Marines killed. They celebrate it like it was the best exit of a, you know, in history. The best exit of a country that we're exiting. Well, while we do it, let's do this. Let's leave billions of dollars of military gear. Let's leave money. And you know what? Go ahead and shoot 13 Marines indiscriminately, because why not? But to hear them tell the story was magnificent. Joe Biden was so presidential on so many levels. Yeah, if you live in bizarro world, he made it look good. He made killing people look easy. And he's going to do the same thing in Eastern Europe. He's putting 4,700 American troops, airborne, 101st Infantry Division, airborne division rather, into harm's way with no purpose. No purpose, no agenda. Can't give you a timeline or we expect to win it here. It's strictly precautionary. Division soldiers, nicknamed the Screaming Eagle. I couldn't help but laugh when I saw that. The Screaming Eagles, you know what they're going to be screaming? Oh, help! They're going to be screaming. This has Joe Biden all over it. These people are going to be begging to come home. Please get us out of here. You know what Biden's going to do? He's not going to know what to do. That brain-dead moron that's never understood war, the need for it, has now put troops in harm's way with no, with not even an ounce of saying what happens if. Because Democrats don't do that. Leftists don't do that. Anyway, the Screaming Eagles, they say, are now the closest forces to fighting in Ukraine since Russian President Vladimir Putin launched military operations there last year. Since then, Russian troops have advanced on the Crimean Peninsula and scaled the Black Sea coast into the Kherson region, including Mykolaiv and the Odessa port cities. I don't know what all that means, but all I can tell you is I think the Russians are winning. I think Joe Biden needs to try to save face, which is why he's putting $50 billion more of your dollars into this waste of a war, and which is why he's now deploying troops, effectively saying that America has entered the war with Ukraine and against Russia, against Putin. That's where we stand. This is what we replaced Donald Trump to have some lunatic do. And sadly, the geopolitical fallout from this is bigger than the left will ever tell you. So Putin is our new boogeyman. He's the new whipping boy because they got rid of Orange Man Bad. And sadly for Biden, on two fronts, neither Putin or Donald Trump are the type of people who give up. I remind you, these are the people, the left, the press, said, oh, Putin, he's dying of cancer, and he's got, you know, days to live, and all the oligarchs were going to get rid of him, and he was going to be dead, and blah, blah, blah. And you know what? None of it's occurred. And while we're talking about this, understand this. The Koreans exchanged warning shots along the disputed Western Sea boundary earlier this week. So now there's animosity brewing when, recall, Donald Trump went to the Koreans, to the whatever the parallel was, the 54th parallel or whatever, and had these two people shaking hands, the presidents of North and South Korea, shaking hands and essentially being happy that they were reunited as brothers of sorts. And we've gone from that to geopolitical turmoil with a madman who's got his finger on a nuclear button. Congratulations, lefties, for the big cheat. You've done yourselves proud.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.